It is not a question of if the banks are going to go under. It's only a question of when. And the answer is very, very soon. Now, it's soon, a week from now, a month from now, or 2 months from now. I don't know. I just do know that it's very soon. It's going to blow the system sky high so rapidly, most people are going to be totally shocked.
This is Kaiser Johnson with Liberty and Finance, and this is the Miles Franklin Weekly Special for January 31st through February 7th, 2023, while supplies last. This week we feature 2023 Austrian Silver Philharmonics at just $3.29 over spot per ounce. Frequently regarded as one of the most beautiful sovereign coins, the Austrian Philharmonic portrays instruments from the Vienna Orchestra on one side and the grand pipe organ from the famed Augsburg Golden Hall on the other, all in 3/9 fine pure silver, with a face value of 1.5 euro. These 2023 Philharmonics come 20 to a tube, 500 to a box, are just $3.29 over spot, and are IRA eligible. And if you'd like to learn more about a precious metals IRA, call us, and we'll be happy to help you in that process. Our number for all orders is 1-888-81-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-815-4237. We're available after hours and on weekends, and we look forward to speaking with you.
Hey everyone, this is Elijah K. Johnson with Liberty and Finance. And back with us today is our good friend, Bob Moriarty, the founder of 321gold.com, 321energy.com, Marine Naval Aviator, and financial author as well. Bob, thank you so much for joining us today.
It's always a pleasure. I just wish we had something interesting to talk about.
We were just talking before the interview how there's kind of too much to talk about right now. I did have viewers submit some questions, and we got a good amount of those for you here. What I wanted to discuss first is the Russia-Ukraine war. We have a viewer wanting to know, if there is a Russian victory, what kind of impact do you think that'll have on the West?
That's a really excellent question. And of course, he's inferring that it could go either way, and that's absolutely not true. There's only half a dozen people that I'm aware of who actually know what's going on. That would be Scott Ritter and Doug McGregor, me, and the Russians are absolutely winning. They've been winning since March. They have destroyed the Ukrainian army. And everything that's going on is a facade. If we send tanks to Ukraine, it's a year before the first round gets fired, because you got to train the people to use them. Those are very complicated pieces of machinery. I started flight training, actually flying airplanes, in September of 1965, and it was 1968 before I actually was in combat. So the Russians are winning, and it's going to be one of the most important geopolitical events in history, because the Russia winning means Ukraine's been destroyed. NATO is past its sell-by date. The EU is starting to wake up to the fact that the United States is not only at war against Russia, it's at war against Germany and the rest of the EU. So there's enormous changes coming. We've had two generals, a Marine general and an Army general, come out and say the next country that we're going to go to war with is China. Now, if we couldn't defeat Afghanistan and a bunch of goat herders, and we can't defeat Russia, and we clearly are not defeating Russia, how are we going to defeat China? And the answer is you can't. So there are going to be important changes, massive changes.
Now, on the financial aspect of this, how do you see that impacting the West? Because obviously a loss on the side of the West would probably hurt them financially as well. So your perspective on this?
The conflict is actually a conflict between the debt-based system of the West and a resource-based system of the East, the BRICS. What I actually see happening, this could be very interesting, somebody, France or Italy or Greece or Germany, is going to look at what's happened and say, the United States is not our friend. Why don't we join BRICS? Okay. And I think it's really obvious. I've talked for months about how the resource-based system is going to be based around gold. And I think it's clearly going to be around gold.
And that is obviously going to impact the dollar. And we have talked about this before. I did want to get your perspective on what we're seeing right now in the precious metal markets. We're seeing quite a rise to start the year, and this is kind of a continuation of the rally that we've seen from the end of last year. But when it comes to this, do you think this rise has anything to do with central bank buying or this preparation for a gold-backed reserve currency?
Actually, I think it has more to do with China. I think China's behind the whole thing. China has watched the American reaction to Russia and the Americans and NATO literally stealing hundreds of billions of dollars illegally from Russia with no legal basis whatsoever. And China said, we don't want to have resources where the U.S. can get their hands on it. So we'll dump the dollar, which drives up interest rates, and we'll turn it into gold.
Now, we have a viewer here, Hannah, wanting to know about, you know, how there are many bubbles out there financially, and your best estimate on when they could pop. But I think we could tie this in here to what we're talking about right now with the Russia-Ukraine war. If Russia does win and we see also the move towards a gold-backed BRICS currency, it seems like that will have a huge impact on the U.S. dollar. And that could, you know, this is all happening in while we're seeing these huge bubbles financially in the West. So how do you think that all ties together? Because I think there is a tie there where we're going to see a significant fall in the dollar right when possibly these bubbles could be popping.
Elijah, I'm the one that's supposed to be answering the questions, not you. Actually, you did a really good synopsis of it. Yes, it's going to make massive changes. If the EU does not wake up, it's going to turn into a Disneyland for the Chinese and the Indians. Okay, it is that serious. The sanctions have destroyed the EU, and the smartest thing governments in the EU could do is get on the side of Russia and stop the sanctions. There's no reason for the sanctions from the European point of view. But we're in, I've said this before, and I'm going to come back a year from now and remind you that I said it. We're going to see more changes in the next 6 months than we've seen the last 50 years. That's geopolitically, that's politically in the United States, that's economically with interest rates. The whole system is so fragile now, and Hannah is absolutely correct. There are so many bubbles, and they're all going to burst. And it's just a question which one bursts first. And the answer is, who cares?
And I know we had Bill Holter. He was talking about how there's this huge derivative, the derivative bubble right now. If one of these financial institutions went under, it's possible that it could just reverberate through the system very, very fast. His number was, you know, within 72 hours, things could come crashing down. Your perspective on that, how things are so interconnected, and how fast do you think really people will be impacted where we could see like a system shutdown or something like that?
Yeah, you used the wrong term. You said if, you used the term when. Okay, now let's take what everybody knows, but nobody else discusses. There's $300 trillion worth of debt in the world, and there's a quadrillion or two quadrillion in derivatives, including a lot of derivatives that are totally off the books, and we don't even know how big they are. The $300 trillion is not going to get paid. It is not a question of if the banks are going to go under. It's only a question of when. And the answer is very, very soon. Now, it's soon, a week from now, a month from now, or 2 months from now. I don't know. I just do know that it's very soon. And Holter is absolutely correct. It's going to blow the system sky high so rapidly, most people are going to be totally shocked. That's a very interesting observation on his part, and it happens to be dead true. 72 hours is the outside.
And if you can explain for our viewers, like, why this would reverberate through the system so fast and how big a problem the derivatives are right now. A lot of our viewers may not even know exactly what a derivative is, but there's, you know, hundreds of trillions of dollars of them out there, and they just interconnect the financial system so much. So could you explain that for our viewers?
Well, actually, the derivatives don't necessarily interconnect the system. But let's define derivatives, because it's a term that 90% of people don't know. A derivative is something that determines its value. It derives its value from something else. A gold bar, 100-ounce gold bar, 400-ounce gold bar is not a derivative. Okay, it is an asset. A put or a call on a 100-ounce contract is a derivative because it derives its value from the action of the price of gold. So the theory is that derivatives offset each other, and you've got people betting up and you've got people betting down. But the fact of the matter is, let's say Russia goes to a gold standard overnight. They clearly have won the Ukrainian war. Gold doubles. What's that going to do for every call? So calls, which are considered not important because they don't move that much, what happened if gold goes up $1,000? And the answer is it blows the system sky high. If anybody's ever played Monopoly, when you got somebody who's running the bank and they keep putting money into the system, you know that sooner or later it's going to blow up, because you cannot operate with a fake monetary system. You can't have an honest economy without honest money. It's going to blow. There's no question about that whatsoever. And the $2 quadrillion is just a staggering number. Let me give you an analogy. Do you happen to remember what the high point was in the cryptocurrencies? How much money was tied up total?
I would say over a trillion, but I can't remember the exact number.
It got up to over $3 trillion. Okay. And it's collapsed by two-thirds. People have lost $2 trillion in real money. Well, the debt in the world that everyone knows is not going to get paid is 150 times bigger than that. And the derivatives are, I don't know, nobody knows what the total number of derivatives are. And we're only going to find out, as Warren Buffett says, when the tide goes out.
Now, we have seen, at least people have argued, for example, in the precious metal markets, when we see this huge rise, you know, the regulators raise margin requirements and kind of keep things contained. That's the argument. So I guess if you could respond to that, but I guess the main question I was going to ask you is this not going to be able to be contained by the regulators? If we see these huge movements, sometimes, you know, they change the rules to kind of cap things, but that's not going to happen this time, in your opinion?
One of the very popular themes is that you've got these people behind the scenes pulling the strings. I'll give you an example. Let's say gold's $1,800 and it goes up $100 in a week. And it's gone up that much before. If the margin on a contract of gold, 100 ounces of gold, if the margin is $6,000, but the contract has gone up $10,000, okay? You have to raise margin. The purpose of raising margin is not to contain anything. It's to protect the players from blowing the system up. And that's happened before. I can't remember. Lynn Waldock, okay, was a commodities firm. And when the Russian, you go back to 1997, okay, when the Russian contagion hit, okay, the entire monetary system almost came to a halt. And what Linda Waldock was doing is they were kiting checks. At the end of every quarter, they would write a check pretending it was a deposit. And at the start of the next quarter, they would write another check and pull the money out. And it was total fraud. But they had lost so much money because people couldn't make their margin calls that they were bankrupt, and it took years for them to understand it. When the system blows, and it is going to blow, every margin account and commodities or stocks are going to get wiped out, literally overnight. Not necessarily because of the wrong bet, but because the underlying commodity firm goes under because other people haven't been able to maintain their margin. For example, you believe gold's going to go up. You buy a call, okay? Gold goes up $100 in a day. You have just introduced counterparty risk. It's no longer a question of being correct, okay? You were right. Gold's up $100. But every call, every commodities contract has a buyer and a seller. And if the seller doesn't have the margin to put up the $100 that you just made and he lost, he loses and you lose. And that is going to happen.
Now, we do have another viewer's question here on the same topic of, you know, will the regulators be able to protect us, or will the government be able to protect us from this coming crash? They're wanting to know about FDIC protection compared to SIPC protection. If you could enlighten us on those two, and will that protect people at all in this coming crash?
There's $1.60 for every $100 in insurance the banking system. The SPIC, the FDIC are totally unprepared. They can't cope. They won't cope. And the system is going to blow. And I'll go back to Warren Buffett. You know, when the tide goes out, you see who's been naked.
I think that's a good point. And I have heard also that, you know, your money in the bank isn't really yours. And we've talked about this before, but it's not like it actually is your possession anymore.
Well, from a legal point of view, it's as simple. You have loaned money to the bank. It's their money. And if they take it, and they're going to take it, you're out of luck. Okay. We tend to think, well, it's my money, and if it's sitting in my pocket, I own it. And if I put it in the bank, that's like putting it in my pocket and I still own it. You don't own it. Okay. You're just a creditor of the bank, which is why, I mean, this is a good point. I don't know what a good term is without offending too many people. I am not a total gold nut. I like gold and I like silver and I like platinum because they are insurance policies against financial chaos. Likewise, if you're going to have an insurance policy, you should have an insurance policy that you know is going to be valid no matter what happens. And if you've got it in your pocket, you know it's about as secure as it could possibly be. But the basic question is, does the government have the power to actually control a system? The answer is, are you kidding? The government's run by idiots. Nobody goes to work for the government because they're smart. They go to work for the government because they're stupid. And we've seen this again and again and again and again and again. They're totally out of control. So Bill Holzer's absolutely correct. I'm going to totally agree with him on this thing. The banking system is going to collapse. The money's going to disappear. And you better have some gold that you can put your hands on.
Now, we have two questions. I'll ask them together here. They're about hedging against this collapse. Now, one viewer is wanting to know about your opinion on inverse ETFs, for example, of the S&P. Is that a good way to hedge? And also the other viewer is wanting to know about mining stocks versus gold. So kind of those three options there, inverse ETFs of the stock market, mining stocks and gold. What is the best option? Are all of those potentially good options in your view?
Actually, two out of three are. Here's the key, and we've talked about this. We've talked about counterparty risk. Something terrible happens, okay? Russia nukes Ukraine, or the United States nukes Russia, and the S&P is up 500 points in a day, and you bought calls. You don't make any money because the counterparty risk is greater than the system can cope with. There isn't enough margin to make the payment. And this has happened in the past before, and it's going to happen again. So inverse ETFs are actually the world's worst idea because you're betting on the system working and the system isn't going to work. And one thing that's really important for people to consider, you've got inverse ETFs, you've got puts and calls on gold and silver, you've got puts and calls on the S&P and the Dow. You've got physical gold, you've got physical silver, you've got real estate investment trusts, you've got the general stock market overall. It doesn't make any difference what you do. When the crash comes, you're going to get hurt. And you're not trying to make money on every single investment. You're trying to protect yourself as best you can and hope that something that you've done makes sense. Now then, let's talk about physical gold versus gold mining stocks. If there is total chaos in the stock market, there could easily be a period of 6 months or a year where you can't trade stocks. Okay, so the underlying resource behind the stocks might be absolutely wonderful, but if you got total chaos in the financial system, you can't reap any benefit. You could reap benefit down the road, okay? But the way I define it is physical gold and silver under your control, which is either in your physical possession or in the hands of somebody you really trust. It's an insurance policy. Owning mining stocks is an investment. There's a total difference between investments and insurance policies.
Any last thoughts before we let you go of how people can prepare for this and what they should be looking for, kind of keeping their eyes out in the near future for?
Strange enough, that is the best question you've asked the entire afternoon. What people need to do is educate themselves. I've written a book, and it was a bestseller and made it to number 4 on the Wall Street Journal bestseller list for a week, unfortunately, but called Nobody Knows Anything. And the subtitle of the book is Learn to Ignore the Experts, the Gurus, and Other Fools. Educate yourself. Now, just because it's on the web doesn't mean it's correct. However, if you're going to the New York Times or if you're going to the Wall Street Journal or the New York Post, you're getting disinformation. Educate yourself. It is time for people to stand up, take responsibility for their own money, take responsibility for their own actions and their own family, and do what makes sense. And don't listen to people just because they say, I'm an expert. I'm not an expert. I'm just a guy who reads a lot.
Fantastic. Well, we really do appreciate your insights every time, Bob. Before we let you go, where can our viewers find you online and also pick up some of those books you have authored?
They can get the books on Amazon.com, and all they have to do is put my name in. And they're good books, and you don't necessarily have to read the book. I'm telling you, don't necessarily read the book, but read the reviews, because the reviews are from ordinary people who have read the book and said, hey, I got a lot of value out of this. I think the books are very good. I've got some more books on the way right now, and I made them as cheap as I possibly could. So everybody, I think 8 of my books are 99 cents a piece in the Kindle version. If you can't afford 99 cents to learn something about your financial future, you're in real trouble.
Definitely. Well, Bob, thank you so much for your time today, and God bless.
It's always a pleasure, and it was fun, as usual.
Miles Franklin Precious Metals is one of America's oldest and most trusted bullion dealers. Miles Franklin is A-plus rated and accredited by the Better Business Bureau, licensed and bonded, and has zero complaints ever registered. Here at Liberty and Finance, we are licensed brokers with Miles Franklin. To order, simply call us, discuss your needs, and we can let you know our live inventory, prices, and availability, and lock in your order over the phone. Once your order is locked, the price is held for you regardless of market fluctuations, and the metals are reserved for you awaiting your settled payment. Within one business day of ordering, you will receive an email invoice detailing the order and payment instructions. Miles Franklin accepts payments by bank wire, ACH or electronic check, money order, check mailed priority mail, and cryptocurrency. The fastest forms of payment are bank wire and cryptocurrency. Upon settled payment, metals will ship out within 3 to 5 business days. You will receive tracking information via email. Domestic shipping charges are $15 for any order under 500 ounces of silver or 10 ounces of gold. For orders larger than that, domestic shipping is free. The package will be boxed, fully insured, and labeled discreetly, with no indication of the contents inside. For your privacy, the name Miles Franklin will not even be on the package. To talk to myself, Kaiser, my brother Elijah, or my father Dunnigan, call 1-888-81-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-815-4237.